Okay, ladies and gentlemen, and we are back, and didn't expect me back quite so quick. You've just heard Catatonia with Forsaken, Devil Driver with End of the Line, and Suicidal Tendencies with Lost Again. And I would like you to give a massive welcome, not only a WFLM radio welcome, but we're very honoured. We've got Pirate Rock Radio with us tonight, and also the Rock Corporation from Spain are airing us tonight. So thank you, guys, and I want you to all... to welcome, as promised, Johnny, the organiser of Hammerfest. So, Johnny, thank you so much for giving up your very valuable time. I know how busy you are.
Oh, it's a pleasure, mate. How's everybody doing back there?
We are doing fantastically well. A lot of interest in tonight's show, obviously. Hammerfest is the biggest event in North Wales, apart from Hard Rock Hell, of course, by yourselves in the rock and metal genre. So, a lot of excitement about what's going on in Hammerfest too. And, I mean, I have to say, yet again an amazing lineup. You continue to astound me every year, so well done.
Thanks very much. Listen, man, at the end of the day, mate, that lineup's put together with the people. You know, we all ask them what they want to see. We've thrown in some new stuff that it makes up a little bit, but at the end of the day, it's driven by the people, as you always know, mate.
I know, and I'm still impressed with how you get involved in the forums and actually ask the people what they want, because unfortunately, I'm sure you're well aware, and that's why you do it, a lot of festivals put on who they want to see and who they want to hear. But I know Hammerfest and Hard Rock Hell are totally listener focused, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's what it's all about. When we started this whole concept in the first place, it was done with the people in mind. I didn't think they believed that the first year until they actually got there and seen what the concept was all about. And then obviously they met us as well, which was our great chance to sit down and say, you know, what do you want? Let's go on with it, you know?
Well, kudos to you, because I think you have a mix that totally works. And it's evident by the attendance, by the feedback. I always do a review show afterwards, and the feedback from the people is just amazing. It's a perfect festival scenario with the accommodation as well. But I want to know, who are the highlights for you this year? Who are you looking forward to seeing?
For me, there's always quite a few bands, but you know what it's like, man. When you're entertaining like over 4,000 people down there on the weekend, I don't get much time actually to see the bands. But you know, definitely I've just seen, funny enough, and I shouldn't say this out too loud, but I've just been watching the rehearsals for Five Finger Death Punch and their headline performance. And this is one of the big things. A lot of people turn around and said, why are they headliners? The thing is, Five Finger are rocketing all over the world just now, but they've never actually had a chance to perform a full, hour and 15 to hour and 20 minute set, you know, with a full stage show. And what we've actually done is flown in the full stage show, which will blow people's faces off, you know. So I'm looking forward to seeing that live on stage and everybody's reaction when they see it, because it's going to be quite spectacular. But for me, personally, I always love a bit of Skindred.
They are just amazing. They were just fantastic last year. The atmosphere they exude on stage and the crowd participation, and I was so fortunate, I was so lucky to interview Benji, and what a nice down to earth guy.
Yeah, no, Benji's a star, mate. But for me, another couple of things that are going to be really special this week is Suicidal Tendencies, obviously, because
yay,
I am so looking forward to those guys over at UK exclusive now, especially in North Wales, which is brewing.
Oh yeah,
looking forward to that one. And I don't know if you've heard, but I've taken management of one of the up-and-coming bands, Attica Rage, now, who's going to be opening up.
Oh, have you?
And we're just sitting there, just finished recording their second album, and hopefully that's going to be signed to major very, very shortly.
Oh, wonderful. I met those last year as well. Lovely guys. I do try and promote them a lot. Got some Attica Rage lined up for later on. We have just heard Suicidal Tendencies. But yeah, they were amazing last year. They were a right giggle.
Oh, listen, there's... It's been an interesting road. I mean, it's only the second Hammerfest, as we all know. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's the metal for the masses in our sort of rock and roll boot camp, so to speak, you know. And it just seems to work with everybody. There's a great bunch of people going down there. The sold out signs going up on Sunday.
Yay!
We're oversubscribed, if I can say the least, you know, but it's going to be a special party.
Oh, that's fantastic. Sold out again. So that is just proof that it works. Who, have you got any completely new bands that you're looking forward to that have been given a chance? Now, I know Revoker. Am I correct in saying that Benji is their manager or something to do with them, because Seven...
Yeah, I think Revolker, I mean, is an interesting one. Benji brought them to us in the first place. And, you know, at first I was like, oh, what's about them? But I can hear in it what it's all about, you know? And it is brilliant. But, what else am I looking for? There's so many... I mean, we've got, 56 bands on this weekend. It's just ridiculous, you know?
It is hard, and I agree with you. I mean, last year when I went, I didn't get to see as many bands because, you know, like yourself, you're organising, I'm interviewing, so you don't get to see as many bands as you like, which is awkward. But, you know, I don't know if you know, but Seven Webster does a show with me on a monthly basis when we can get together, and, you know, he's been championing Hammerfest and obviously Skindred, and it was him that brought Revoker to our attention at the end of January, so I've got some of them to whack on later on, because I think they're really, really good as well. Isosceles, I know, I'm looking forward to seeing, and especially Fury.
Yeah, that's an interesting band. I mean, they're coming out to Ibiza with us as well, you know, and interesting, really interesting bands. I just wish I'd, like, now I sit there and watch these guys, you know. And it's why, to be honest with you, it's why I'm guided with people so much, you know, to get the band selected, because actually for me to sit down and listen to every band at length would be, you know, would be great, but it's not practical, you know, the whole thing.
Absolutely so, not.
So yeah, I mean, all that stuff, Savage Messiah, all other things, really looking forward to it all, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I've got Chris from Fury UK coming on later as well. He's agreed to come on the show and give his take, because I know it's his first year at Hammerfest and they're truly looking forward to that. So we're going to get from the band's point of view as well later.
Brilliant.
What feedback?
Yeah, Warcraft's going to be in there, Conquest of Steel. There's all kind of impact images now, you know, many different things we're actually going to be looking at, you know.
Yeah, Conquest of Steel. Funny you should mention that. About 3-4 years ago, I met them on a plane to Amsterdam, just randomly. Where they were over going over to a rock gig over there or something, so that was amusing. It's nice for me to catch up with them again. From last year's feedback, what was the highlights that you got feedback wise?
The highlight I got feedback wise.
Yeah, from last year.
I think a lot of the people went down, because I mean we do HRH, you know, but I mean it's probably only about a third crossover, so a lot of people, it was brand new, the whole concept, and so the whole things that dazzled them, the fact that, you know, the apartments were beside the venues and we can go on to whatever time we want. But last year for me was magical, you know, but I've got to give it to Skindred. They blew the place apart, you know. They were the band of the weekend by miles.
Absolutely, and I think from an observer's point of view, it was completely a shock, you know. I've always liked their music, but never seen them live. But since then, I've just championed them to the max, because Benji is such a showman, and I think that's what you need at the front.
Listen, they're on so many different European festivals. I think they're going to be Premier League by the end of this year, you know.
It's really cool. That's wonderful. Now, stepping aside from this, I know you've got Atomic Weekender as well, so I have to say, you are bringing so much publicity to North Wales. What on earth made you come to North Wales?
It was down to the size of the site more than anything else, you know. I mean, I work with Butlins, I work with Pontins, but Pontins' biggest site is in North Wales at Prestatyn, you know.
Right.
It must be something increasing, because even Virgin Trains go direct from Euston to Prestatyn now.
Oh, that is fantastic. So, on behalf of North Wales, I'd like to thank you for that. It's certainly brought...
thank you very much.
It's certainly brought interest to North Wales, and you know, again, kudos to you, because you're not sticking to one genre. You're catering for absolutely every music taste in the popular section. You know, you've got your dance weekends and then you've got your metal weekends. So, you know, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. So well done for that as well. Any nice surprises that are coming up for us at Hammerfest?
In North Wales, at Hammerfest? Well, as I said, I've given away the Five Finger Death Punch show, because nobody was going to expect to see what they're going to see, and I mean, this is quite spectacular, you know?
Yeah.
What else is going to be very special? There must be some other things I can tell everybody out there, but should I?
Yes, of course you should.
No, here's a crazy one for you, which is not totally metal, but watch out for Headless Cross. People have just forgotten about that one completely, but, and, you know, it was a Sabbath era. Until you actually go and pull out the Eternal Idol and Headless Cross albums, you might not appreciate what Tony Martin's all about, but, you know, nobody's seen him here for a long, long time, and he's opening up the main stage on Friday. Well worth a look.
Yes, definitely. That's one I put a star by to sort of ask, where was that from? Where did that come from?
Well, Carver.
Yeah, very much so. Looking forward to that. I think it's always good to have a wild card, though. It keeps people interested, I think.
Of course not. Wonderful. The interest may start the day for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Johnny, thank you so much. I know how busy you are with all your events. So, you know, it's all I can say is thank you for giving up your time this evening. And we are so looking forward to Hammerfest in North Wales.
Well, look, I mean, there's a couple of things. Hammerfest is next week. HRH4 is launched on Monday.
Yay!
And the first 7 bands are going to be getting released on Monday morning at 10 a.m. And it's already 40% sold out. I've not even told them what they are yet. There you go.
Oh, give us a sneak preview or not.
I can't. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm sworn to secrecy until Monday morning. Sorry.
Okay, so no alcohol for you over the weekend, in case you let it slip then. All right, Johnny, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Johnny from Hammerfest, and this is more kick-ass music on the Hammerfest Tribute Show this evening.